May I point of information?
Wait,
hold up. You just said 16-6 to remove somebody. I am not for removing people.
No, but...
Right?
But
to replace her, like, when she
turns out. Yes. Oh, that won't be till the end of January.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I wasn't thinking. I thought you said immediately, so...
To replace her if she's termed out. And what does the PMB usually do when someone's termed out? Like that.
They go off. They just step down.
And then it's up to us to nominate someone.
So she's going off?
Should be.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But not till January 30th.
So I say that nominations have been requested and submitted for the PNB earlier this month. And so in February... whenever 30 days after that is, if we decide we want to put a replacement up, then let's talk about it when we get closer to that date. Is that cool with everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, the ones of us that are on the committees, do we just tell you that we want to stay on our same committee?
For conveners?
On the audit committee.
I don't think anything's changing on... PNB committees until March.
Okay, good.
I believe that the PNB is trying to keep everything stable at that level.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Until
that makes sense.
Because it's just chaos otherwise.
Yeah. I also think that anybody can go to any committee they want.
I
can't be chair, but they can go to committee.
That's what
it
used to be.
All right. They can even vote. You just can't vote on the MSRC. You can even vote as a listener on committees.
You can be a member except for that budget.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, so Bill,
I had a motion. Okay. So this one is, it's only a bit longer. I like to read it all. I believe I emailed it to you today.
We didn't do her fifth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, the fifth one.
Oh, the executive session one.
No, we're doing that after.
This is on the GM search, motion on GM search process. And there are several whereases that explain why, so let me read those two. Whereas last year's general manager search process conducted by KPFT's Manager Selection and Review Committee was filled with frequent procedural problems and changes, and whereas many elements of that process seemed more aligned with helping friends of MSRC members to become finalists, while other more qualified candidates were ignored, and whereas an inadequate number of experienced and qualified applicants were obtained through the process, and whereas the GM search process should not be influenced by which candidates are personally known by members of the search committee and should not be constrained so that friends of the committee get priority over more qualified candidates, and whereas that process violated a number of EEO requirements, professional HR advice was rejected, and the flawed process resulted in the need to start the process over again, and whereas our executive director, Maxie Jackson III, has suggested that he be allowed to start personnel searches using a higher standard of job descriptions, search, screening, and more, using professional HR help available through our contract with NETA, which is the National Educational Telecommunications Association. Therefore, be it resolved that KPFT's LSB requests that the Pacific Executive Director initiate a search for the next general manager of KPFT using the best tools at his disposal to find well-qualified candidates, and that he provide a list of such candidates to KPFT's LSB to review.
Second.
So again, that would mean, just to motivate it, that would mean the ED would start the process, look, you know, for some raw qualified candidates, then send them to us, sort of the other way around. And that's kind of what a thing he suggested in that vision that I emailed to everybody. I believe it was yesterday.
Was there a second?
A second.
Okay. Any objections?
No.
Okay. So, all right, and that passes. Just for clarification, because we're going to be talking about conveners, so where does that leave the MSRC? Are we still going to have one?
Yeah, we could still have one. I guess there's nothing for him to do until...
Until he does.
Right.
Adrian, stop. I think that the MSRC could get a head start on finding a different type of way to evaluate the general managers when the time comes. There's lots of
Wouldn't he set that up? Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt.
I think this motion doesn't talk about evaluating the general managers once.
Well, that's, oh,
I think,
afterwards?
I think the MSRC would still provide an evaluation to the ED. Mm-hmm. Whether it's taken or not is up to the ED. But it's still kind of our job to evaluate, and we still have work to do because our process is broken. And so if we can get together and revamp our process, that would be beneficial.
So what I'm going to ask is that whoever is the convener of the MSRC work with Maxie to lay out a path for how we might want to handle
this.
Yes. Richard.
The job description or something like that of the MSRC is in the bylaws, and one the only thing that would be left then would be that evaluation. So, but that's already in the bylaws. So,
I was just saying that that's something we could
work
on.
Yes,
Misha.
Yeah. So you're going to be the convener.
Hold on a second, Misha's speaking. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Nomination for MSRC?
No, not yet.
Okay, I want to be nominated.
Okay. All right. We're going to be there shortly. But thank you.
You just have to say it to me because I can understand you, but I can't understand all this stuff you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure how the microphone was. So I will let you know. Thank you for checking in.
We'll perfect that. And actually,
we'll get this figured out with, you know, possibly another location and things like that. So, okay.
I'm not really
sure. I appreciate it. Okay. Adrian, you want to say something? And then go.
I just wanted you to talk to Venetia after to get her feedback on how well this call works.
I plan to.
Yeah, and I just point out that, you know, Maxie really wants to provide, you know, improve what we do in all kinds of ways. Board operations, you know, management selection and review, all kinds of operations, and he wants well-qualified people and better job descriptions and a lot of stuff. So anything the MSRC can do to, you know, provide input into that, I'm sure he would welcome.
Sure.
But I think we need to work with him instead of against management on this kind of
what
stuff.
A concept.
And also just to address what Venetia was asking, you know, the way you apply to be on a committee is you just show up for the first meeting every the year. And then you're automatically on it if you show up for the first meeting. Otherwise, you have to attend 3 consecutive meetings. That's according to another standing rule we have.
I think what she was saying, she wants to be convened.
Great.
Okay. That'd be, it should be great, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, this is just for clarification for me, because this is where I come in. And listening to the guy from Foods Not Bombs, I think he had some very important things to say. When it comes, I don't know the general... What is the ED? I don't know anything about him, and I think what you're saying is you're just giving him the power of selection of a group of people and then to bring it to the MSRC to evaluate.
The search part.
Right. The one thing there that a bit concerns me is he from Houston? Is he from the community at all?
No. He's from Ohio.
He's from Ohio.
He's got roots.
He lives near D.C. now.
Right. My concerning thing is KPFT, Community Radio Station, as long as it is the MSRC, whatever he brings out as qualifications, we are the ones who decide if that is going to be the hire or not. Because the one, Food Not Bomb, what he said is so important. The one statement he talked about when he said, when he comes in here, he doesn't want to be here. And that is what we want to start seeing is, when people come here, they want to be here. We want to be the part of the community that's really community and community radio. And what he's saying about that missing is something that I think we should be cognizant of.
Great,
yeah.
Good point.
Could I make a point?
Yes.
That committee does not choose the GM.
Right.
The ED, who he worked for, chooses he hires the GM.
Right.
You just put together a list of people to choose from,
mm-hmm.
But the only way to do that is to get involved in that committee.
Right. I get it. No, the thing about it is, I just wanted to make sure.
I just wanted to correct that. That
right.
That
we can
committee
reject
chooses
it.
Chooses the GM.
Okay.
Committee does not choose.
Yeah.
I'd like to add a little more information.
Yeah. Well, I actually we can.
No.
No. We gotta move on.
Okay.
Because we're actually. We're actually out of the way on the space, so that's all right.
But it's a great conversation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to need the bylaws. I'm thinking we're choosing conveners now, I guess.
Yeah.
You could consider entertaining nominations.
Is this part of that motion?
Well, Vinicius, can we just go ahead and elect Vinicius convener of the MSRC, which is a great idea.
Oh, hell yeah.
Per your motion, we're not electing anybody.
Can you please appoint Vinicius Williams? I forgot that was the process and I suggested it.
You get so carried away.
I'm so excited that things are going well.
Six-year-old birthday Friday compared to the mayhem that went on the other board.
Well, I would be at our other one. I would have already been home an hour ago. Because I didn't stay in the
Because there's so much toxicity you can absorb through.
Oh, I know. I mean, you don't feel good anymore.
It doesn't list the committees for the LSB, except that the COI is one. It's mentioned in the bylaws, the Committee of Inclusion for each station. But the committees, it's not in the bylaws. It's I can tell you what they are. It's on that collection of documents I put together, LSB resources.
Yeah. It's in the standing rules here. Okay, standing committees.
Okay.
If that's up to date, that's okay.
Well, yeah. As close as possible.
No, we can.
We'll just go through them and we'll help you figure out if there's any
misses. Okay, everybody, we're going to discuss because I'm going to want a little bit of help here. On conveners for committees, and I want to invite people to include in their suggestions people who are not at this meeting. Mm-hmm.
Just for clarification, can you list off the different committees?
We'll go through them one by one.
Okay.
And this is just the person that's going to lead the first meeting where
correct.
We will elect.
Okay, so first one, we're just going alphabetically, anti-racism and diversity. Is anybody...
Who's chairing it right now? Is it Dwayne?
I don't even know if it's a functioning committee.
I don't think it is a function. Is Bill
with them? I don't remember. I haven't been to a meeting in a while.
It might have been Tom. If it's not, so can we maybe hope springs eternal and make it happen us?
Are there any suggestions on who?
EJ?
I would reconvene that.
Yeah,
oh, you can. Oh,
okay.
Good.
Okay. I think that's a good choice. So Deb Schachto for anti-racism and diversity.
Yep.
Okay. Broadcast vehicle, is that even a thing?
It's not active.
No. Okay.
I think we removed that a while back.
I don't know
because we've never had one.
Budget and financial.
We've never
oversight.
Had a broadcast vehicle.
Well, shouldn't that be the treasurer?
I would think that would be the treasurer, so would that be you?
Yeah.
It would, I think.
And who is the treasurer?
Adrian.
Adrian
LaViolette.
La Violette.
Like Violet.
Oh, okay.
PK had a meeting today of that committee. I didn't go, but you know, you could ask her if they picked another date. PK McCary called a meeting for that this morning, and
don't you think I'm nice?
Okay. Adrian.
Okay, everyone, come on. I'm not getting tired. I did work today.
Yes.
Development.
Nancy Sabar, our attorney, already posted a meeting for that next Tuesday, so I suggest we let her be the convener.
Okay.
Is development now for each the same committee?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we need to do election committee right now.
No.
Anybody want to take over facilities management and planning?
The building
committee, basically.
I nominate
Don.
I don't nominate him.
You nominate who?
I was about to say Bob, but I guess he can't come to the building.
Why don't you ask Don?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be an LSB member.
Right.
You know, we had for a long time. Callie Bourgeois was the chair, and
if Don can't do it, then I'll ask him for a recommendation.
Okay,
because I know that they're already doing a lot of efforts there.
Don, or his recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would. It's not going to go anywhere if you don't run it by that committee.
Yeah.
That group of people do their own thing. So.
Yes. Okay, yes. Yeah. Good point.
Governance. Who wants to run governance?
I would like to volunteer myself for that.
Okay.
Even though I'm on the finance one, because I don't intend to really convene a finance meeting, owing to the fact that right now, with everything being in flux and PK thinking that she's treasurer of another LSB, I don't want to cause friction. And I'm not going to do that. And so I'm convening that in name only.
Okay.
And so I would like to actually truly convene the governance.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine. MSRC, Venetia, did you want to be the convener for that?
She fainted.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she said
yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
You gotta be
quicker
on that mute button.
I'm not muting you. Outreach.
Teresa Allen.
Yeah.
Actually, Nancy posted that one also for next Tuesday already. So.
Well,
Teresa's good. She's been done that.
I would like it to be Teresa. There's no reason for Matthew Vernon to decide. There's no reason for Nancy Sabora to, I'm so sorry for mispronouncing her name, to be the convener on these two committees.
Okay.
I feel like Teresa Allen was pushed out of
developed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No explanation necessary.
That's logical.
Okay. Thanks.
But the meeting is already posted anyway.
Outreach.
She can take it.
Okay. And if she doesn't accept, then I'll take it back to Nancy.
Okay.
If she can't do it.
Okay.
Teresa will accept.
Program Council Committee.
Teresa will accept.
Is that still a thing?
What was it?
Program Council Committee.
You know, they were never able to fill all the positions. So that was something Dwayne Lark was working on most of last year.
About that one,
they never could get staff people to volunteer to do it.
The program council
is... And I know that's high on Maxie's list, so I'm going to talk to Maxie about that.
I would be willing to convene that one.
Okay. All right.
It should really be a programmer that convenes that council, though.
No, she was.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but...
Mm-hmm.
The PNB passed a motion several years ago that all the stations that have program councils, I think only one or two of them actually do, and it said that you should have four LSB members, four members of the community, other members of the community, and four staff. Our LSB changed that and said it should be five each, and they've had trouble getting five staff members willing to do it.
Two and two.
Well,
you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, but we could go back to the 4-4-4.
On your back as a staffer.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
George and I worked on that.
Is program policy still a thing?
Program policy?
Program policy?
I don't think there's any such committee.
What about the CAB?
I'll ask about that one in a second. There's the technology committee, but in trying to run the technology committee last year, most all of that is handled by the station anyway. There's not a lot a technology committee can do. So I just say if you're interested, work with Dawn and whoever might be doing things with the station, because that's where it all happens. So we're going to kind of just leave that one as is. Do we need to reset the cab?
Yeah.
as well, or how does the CAB function?
The CAB, you know, is sort of independent of the board. It's supposed to, per CPP requires it to advise management and the board. It cannot have either board or management on it, but we do have a program council agreement or something. It's in the collection of all those documents about how it's supposed to be chosen. And so we choose a certain number of people on it, and then they pick some more of their own, whoever they want to.
Okay, I'll talk to Maxie about that one as well. Benicio, are you trying to say something, or is it just...
Oh, maybe it's Jim.
No, Jim has dropped off. I just noticed.
No, I just see it that,
okay,
that I want to change what permits our team.
Okay, well, that's all you.
It's all you.
Okay, all right. Well, that being done...
So that's six committees you're naming people to? ARDC, ARD,
nine,
Budget,
really?
Development, Governance, MSRC, and Outreach? Any more?
Yeah, well...
Building facilities?
Yeah. Building, facilities. Yeah, I guess the other three I'm going to talk.
Okay.
That's right. So you, after I talk to Maxie on Programming Council... and CAB in the building after I talked to Don. So, thank you. Okay. Next is deciding on the next meeting date. My thoughts on that are the new board is slated to be, election results will be announced March 1st, is the hope. So then the first LSB meeting that would be scheduled after that would be March 13th, which is the second Wednesday of March.
Mm-hmm.
Should we schedule for 7 p.m. March 13th for the next?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection?
We get February off.
Yeah, we don't have to.
And in a way,
no,
isn't that the honorable
Day.
Thing to do? Because
it is.
Technically,
it is.
For example, I'm still on the board, and my term is technically up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're in.
Well, I mean,
until
I'm replaced. But I mean, so in other words, like,
right.
So we're not really doing business. We're just holding the place till the new people who listeners elect.
Well, I think it's just so tense with the two boards functioning at odds with each other. Let's just.
Yeah, I agree. It's just no point in causing more conflict. And there's plenty of things. I guess I'd like to request everybody just do what you can to help the station. Help with the next fund drive, which will probably be in February. I don't know if anybody heard anything. And help with outreach. Help, you know, outreach and development really need help. They really got bogged down, got almost nothing done last year, and we need them both functional. Those are just suggestions of mine.
Honestly, I think the committees should be doing the bulk of the heavy lifting here. You know, we should be of assistance to the station. We should not try to keep the station under our thumb.
Yep.
The station needs things done. The committees do them.
That's right.
So let's have functioning committees.
Excellent.
Let's get to work there. And then, you know, do this all again in March, probably.
And I beg any and everyone who can join the governance committee, please do it.
Yeah.
Please do it. Please don't put me on there by myself.
There's
please.
A lot of
work.
And you're there.
Okay.
Me?
Can I make a comment too? You know, let's try. I know some of you have been really harassed and slandered and insulted. Let's try really hard just to work with the other people that are not here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if as long as they're willing to work with me, I'll work with them. And, you know.
I don't think that the people here don't want to work.
Yeah, I know.
We are the ones that want.
Well, should make it clear that right. That's exactly right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so I don't want you to forget that we are the people that actually want to work with others.
Right.
Without hostility.
They're just not here.
Without harassment.
I'd like to say something if I can. You know, I feel PK. I do. I feel her deeply. I think about her. And I would just like to say this. When she said that what we're doing is like, this is what justice looks like. And she talked about how this isn't diverse. Does she forget? I mean, I'm just reminding myself, and I'm reminding y'all to remind yourself, we were elected. We were elected. And if there aren't people of color or other cultures, then they need to do the outreach to those people that they want to bring to the table,
we all
right?
Do. We
but
all
the bottom
do.
Line is, we were elected.
Right.
We were elected. And all this board has done for the past 2 years, all her association, her team, because she clearly, you know, says she's not a part of this team, so to speak. And there are factions, but I lost my train of thought. But
I think you were going to say that they were the ones that disenfranchised.
That's all they did the whole year was try to get rid of people.
Let's not blame people, please.
Let's just drop it.
That's me reminding myself, not because whenever I'm feeling her pain and all that,
you have to let it go.
Let's go forward. Let's, as Bill said, let's reach out. Let's not do, as is always described, the tyranny of the majority. I mean, nobody wants that. You know, I don't want to do it. Let's move forward. And with that, can I get a motion to go to executive session?
So moved. Second.